This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Plenty of time to make it back to you, the listeners, and broadcast from an undisclosed location in the Gaylord in Grapevine, Texas. I'm going to give you all a peek behind the other side of my world. Hey, hey, it's Kate Delaney. I'm at Connect Texas, where all the best in the meetings industry are gathered to talk, network, and, oh yeah, make some money. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Show me the money. Show me the money.
Show me the money. My keynote is attract raving fans without spending a fortune. I'm doing that tomorrow. I want to thank Memphis Tourism for sponsoring my session. I'll tell you what, there is nothing like jazz on Beale Street. Listen to it. I can hear it still. I just was there not too long ago. Can you hear it? It's in the background. Right there. I know. I heard it. I heard it off in the distance. Right? So last night's opening reception was at the... There it is. The band, I knew they would queue up. Last night's opening reception was at the Glass Cactus at the Gaylord, that undisclosed location where I'm broadcasting right now. It gives new meaning to you break it, you buy it. You know? Yeah, that was just a couple of weeks ago, and one of those weird kind of days where a little bit of a snafu sent us spiraling at the top of this, but we're not spiraling. Instead, we're bouncing back. So, yeah, you broke it, you buy it. That's probably what the Washington Nationals are thinking this time around as game one in that World Series goes instead to... It goes to the Nationals, and they beat the Astros in that first one. So Juan Soto homers and adds a two-run double off of ace Garrett Cole, and that's all she wrote. Too bad it's not all about baseball. There's kind of like game politics as we dive into what's going on with the Ukraine, the conversations over impeachment, yada yada. Kate Delaney. Hey, everybody. Wow, what a crazy way to kick things off on a week where I am now in the satellite facility. So I am, in fact, back in Dallas. I might not be at the Glass Cactus, but I'm in a glass-encased studio, if you will. And, boy, there has been so much that has happened just in the last 24 hours. How about Lindsey Graham? Lindsey Graham said today, and other lawmakers have said this, both Democrats, by the way, and Republicans, that President Donald Trump's assertion that the impeachment inquiry against him amounted to a lynching. Graham defended the comment and told reporters that he thought the president's assessment was accurate, saying it was a sham, it's a joke, and he condemned Democrats and the way they're handling it. Like I said, there are only a few that are jumping ship on this. He said the interviews weren't being made public, that the House Republicans weren't allowed to call witnesses, and that the whistleblower who filed the complaint that sparked the whole thing was allowed to be anonymous, and that it was un-American. So I'm going to ask you that question. Is it un-American to have the whistleblower's identity not revealed? Is that un-American? I'm doing an unofficial poll. Let me know your thoughts. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. I'm going to say no. I'm going to call bogus on that because I think whistleblowers do have to be anonymous. You can't expose them to what would obviously happen, and that's the whole idea of a whistleblower. If there is no anonymity, easy for me to say, if they're not anonymous, in other words, how many people are going to step out into the light? Now, I mentioned Lindsey Graham and what he had to say about the impeachment inquiry, and he thought it was ridiculous, and he's not alone in that. Here's what Mitch McConnell said.
Given the history in our country, I would not compare this to a lynching. That was an unfortunate choice of words.
Because that's the other part of it. Lynching, like Graham said, is un-American. And he says lynching involves people who are out to get somebody for no good reason. But as you heard what Mitch McConnell said, because of the way we identified in this country, that was unfortunate that he used those words. And, of course, the Congressional Black Caucus was not happy. As Congresswoman Karen Bass said, lynching is a horrific stain on our country's history, and the president's tweet is comparing a constitutional process, which is impeachment, to the prevalent and systematic brutal torture and murder of thousands, and she said, I repeat, thousands of African Americans in this country. It's unacceptable. You had Senator Tim Scott, who's the other South Carolina representative, the Republican senator. He didn't condemn what Trump said, but he said he wouldn't have used the word lynching. Scott is an African American, said he understood Trump's absolute rejection of the impeachment process, which he called a political death row trial. That's what he was saying, a political death row trial at this point, because of some of the reasons, things that aren't being made public, etc., and saying that it's not fair, it's not correct whatsoever. All right, in the meantime, we have some news on Turkey and Syria, because as Turkey moves, so do all of us. What happens with the troops? Are they moving? Here's what Mark Esper had to say.
I think the broader strategic context is this. Look, it's no surprise that President Trump said coming into office as he campaigned that he wanted to bring American soldiers, service members home as much as he can and to end the endless wars, in his words. And so this is part and parcel of that.
And, of course, he's the current United States Secretary of Defense. So as you look at Syria, you have McConnell back in the fray here urging Trump to reconsider Syria, et cetera, and the whole idea of, the pulling of the troops. But Esper is correct in what he's saying of what the president said he would do when he took over the office, that this was one of the things that he would stop, the troops being in limbo, so to speak, by being there in the quicksand of the Middle East. So Turkey, where are they going, and who are they, or how deep are they invading next on the Kurds, or are they pulling back? We do know that the idea of just having the troops linger there is not going to happen. A U.S. envoy said things are getting better in Syria, so the prospects for an end to Turkey's offensive against Kurdish fighters in Syria better than a week ago. If we're handicapping this thing, a permanent ceasefire that depends on meeting the terms of last week's temporary ceasefire. So it's another wait and see kind of situation. Much more coming up on the flip side.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on the plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
This song, I had to let that roll a little bit. So the mailbag is full, not a surprise. Let me go through a couple of them. This one is from Sam. He says, Kate, it's been awesome following what's going on with you and the shows from all these different cities. It seems like Atlanta loves you, girl. You've been in Atlanta more times than I can shake a stick at. How was Atlanta this last time around? I'm curious. I heard you say something about a credit union and then being on a big stage. Thank you for that. I'm starting with that so people know, because I got a lot of emails. So the mailbag is not about me, but because so many people asked, I'm just going to tell you at the top. I did do the a training day for the largest credit union in Atlanta. It was fun, you know, where I get to meld my passion for the mic and of the radio show, and then also on the stage. The people in Georgia are great, and they really took to it. And then at the end of the week, it was LeaderCast Women in Atlanta, which is a really big deal and really, really fun. And there were a lot of famous women that were invited that day, and including Lisa Ling's sister, Laura Ling, who was kidnapped by the North Koreans and wrote a book about it. And I chatted with her a bit. It was interesting in the green room. So thanks for asking. Both went really, really well. And it's fun to now be back and be in the studio, like I said, in the glass-encased studio. So how about this one from Harry? Kate, remember that whole campus varsity blues or whatever it was called with these parents that paid all this money to get their kids into college? Did you see the latest thing about Lori Loughlin and her designer husband and what's happening with them? They might wish that they took a plea deal. It's funny you say that because I remember the story and I was thinking, oh, I got to do a follow-up on that. And there is news on it. They face another charge in that whole thing. You know, four parents pleaded guilty, and they decided to cave rather than get an additional bribery charge because that's what the prosecutors were threatening. But they have their charge with new crimes that could lead to bigger sentences. They haven't caved. And the new charge is conspiracy to commit federal bribery, and that was added to the fraud and money laundering charges they already face because they're accused of paying $500,000 to get their daughters into the University of Southern California. Boy, I don't know. That you're rolling the dice, right? And that's why that's what's happening there. They're rolling the dice. You know, but it's hard for me to feel sorry for him. I don't feel sorry for him. Is this going to be some kind of a heavier handed sentence? I don't know. It depends on the judge. It depends on the circumstances. I mean, once who they get in front of and how that all plays out, their defense attorney must think that they have something that will pull them away. We'll pull them out of going to prison or at least getting a big sentence. It's got to be a crazy feeling, right? Can you imagine? I just want you to think about this. Can you imagine? And we've had people on the show that were falsely accused, that spent too much time in prison. We've talked to people who were reformed and were in prison. Our pal Bob Ney, the former congressman who spent time in prison, you know, like 18 months, said it it's not good. Right? You walk out and it's like he said, all of a sudden you see the sky, but there you go. How much sky are they going to see and how much time are they going to do? It is just a wait and watching kind of game thing. This one is from Duncan. Delaney, I've never emailed you before. I started listening to the show. I'm kind of hooked on you or sweet on you, and I don't mean that in a weird way. I was wondering if we've dumped the Ukraine conversation. I don't think so, because this is at the heart of all that has happened to the president. What do we know about what's happened with the Ukraine? I guess the top diplomat in the Ukraine testified on Tuesday that he was told that President Trump made the release of security aid to Ukraine contingent on publicly declaring it would carry out politically motivated investigations that he wanted. That's what he said. So William Taylor, who is the senior American envoy in the Ukraine, gave closed-door testimony to the three Democratic-led House of Representatives committees leading to this impeachment investigation against the president. He testified he was told by Gordon Sondland, the U.S. envoy to the European Union, that Trump made the release of the withheld aid contingent on what I just said. And specifically, on investigating domestic political rival Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden, as well as issues related to the 2016 election over an allegation that a Democratic National Committee computer server was in the Ukraine. So it all centers around mostly that July 25th telephone call with the Ukrainian president and our president and what was said. The contents of the phone call was revealed by the whistleblower, who submitted a report saying that the president pressured Zelensky to advance his personal political interests and also publicly asked China to investigate the Bidens. But, of course, federal law prohibits candidates from getting foreign help in an election. So the testimony is the interesting part, and I think that's what you're getting at. What was said, what's the testimony? And, acting U.S. Ambassador to the Ukraine, Bill Taylor, arrived to testify at that deposition that was part of the U.S. House of Representatives impeachment inquiry anyway, that was led by the House Intelligence. Sounds funny, doesn't it? But it's not funny. It's all these different committees. Led by the House Intelligence, House Foreign Affairs, and House Oversight, rather, and Reform Committees on the Hill. So this is where we are. I mean, what's the direct line to the president withholding money, foreign aid, to a diplomatic partner that needs the resources to keep Russia at bay? What is that? And during that phone call, supposedly Ambassador Sondland said that that President Trump had told him he wants President Zelensky to state publicly that the Ukraine's going to investigate the Ukrainian interference in the 2016 election. So there's a little something going around here. Then some of it's crazy. And this is a day that the president called on the Republicans to get tougher in defending him, saying, tweeting out, "All Republicans must remember what they are witnessing here, a lynching, but we will win." And then the lynching history is reprehensible, of course, to African-American folks, lawmakers, other people. So then that became a story. And I had a bunch of people ask me about that. And so there it is. That's what happened. It was all based on the president tweeting something out that infuriated a lot of people, and there was reaction all over the place to that. Meanwhile, how about this one from Boots? Boots! And Boots says, Kate, wow, I can't even keep up with your travels. I can only imagine what it's like for the people around you trying to figure out when are you in, when are you out, what's happening, all the in-between. How about your boy Jeff Bezos and Amazon now going after the Dollar Tree and Dollar General stores? This guy's going to own the world. What do you think? Of course, he sees a place that he can pick off and, you know, they're huge discount retailers. So they're so far withstanding the assault, and they're flourishing and opening new stores. Because the products cost less than $5 at brick and mortar. So people go in, and that's what they're looking. I mean, you know, the expansion of Amazon's Prime ecosystem, though, surpassed the $100 million U.S. members mark last year. Woo! That is crazy. Amazon eliminated add-on options. They offer free one-day shipping for products that cost as little as a buck. See, they're trying to figure it out, but they're targeting those cheap stores. They're targeting places like Family Dollar, etc., because they see where their growth is happening. Yikes. Send me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There was bipartisan reaction on Capitol Hill to President Trump's removal of U.S. troops from Syria. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has introduced a resolution denouncing Turkey's invasion of northern Syria and urging President Trump to reverse course.
I hope the administration is trying to mitigate the damage done by the decision to withdraw from eastern Syria.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer agrees, but he's much more forceful in urging the president to take action.
There are ISIS prisoners escaping who aim to do harm and the United States.
Former Ambassador William Taylor provided lawmakers with a detailed account of the way President Trump wanted to put the new Ukrainian president in a public box by demanding a quid pro quo. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Music is a world within itself. There's a language we all understand.
All right, we're rocking into one of my favorite new segments we've been doing here on the show for a couple of months, the Mr. Kate Delaney moment. And that would be when my hubs comes into the studio and peels back the curtain on what our life is like. Our life has been really crazy the last week, but yay, it's an exciting crazy, as some of you can relate to with your partners, etc., what it's like when you're hustle bustling around. And we just got back from a really cool place. Put this on your bucket list, especially if you're in Texas, but if you're listening to us in Tucson, Arizona, really anywhere in the United States, there's a great little place nestled in the Texas Hill Country called Horseshoe Bay. And how would you describe it, Paulie?
It's a golf and tennis resort.
But when I was playing, what happened was they have a thing called a Raiders tournament, and people come in who are really good golfers, and they rate the course because there's a huge publication that's written that rates golf courses in states, like its newspapers do it. The Dallas Morning News does it, for example. And it's kind of interesting to watch it, and I had a chance to observe that on my one off day. And I also had a chance to play. So while I was playing, because there's lakes and it's pretty, you had a chance to go and explore, and you had a chance to try and catch some fish. I heard the fish were jumping. Is it true? Were they jumping?
They were jumping.
I heard one. Did you hear one in the background just there?
Yeah, but they weren't biting.
Jumping is one thing, but biting's another. And I don't know about anybody listening to this show, but something, because I didn't grow up with a lake behind me with fish jumping, but we were outside by the fire late the other night, whatever time it was, 1:30. Oh, there's that fire. Hear it?
It's a barn burner.
It's a barn burner. So we were, it was cool because we had this big fire pit, and you, only you and I came out. Everybody else crashed. But we were out by the fire pit, and there was like noises. You could hear noise in the water. I didn't know fish jumped at night. Do they?
Why wouldn't they jump at night? They party just like we do.
I would think they would, I don't know, maybe, I have no idea about fish. I thought they slept.
They jump whenever they feel like jumping.
They jump. Well, okay, so I learned something. I like to think I'm smart, but I'm very ignorant to the life of a fish.
That's okay. I think the audience will forgive you for that.
So, something else cool, though, that Paul found out, for most of you listening, if you're into state parks, and I don't know if all of them would cost the same, but I'm sure they all do this, you can get a park pass for a year, and you got a park pass for a year so that we could go to any park period in the state, right?
Yeah, just state park pass. But now they do, instead of a sticker for your vehicle, they give you like a credit card with a barcode on it. So you can switch vehicles, and then you can pack as many people in as you can get in that vehicle and get in your state park for free. You've got a lot of state parks. There's some good parks around.
Well, so the good thing about that is that could be your built-in entertainment. If you go a couple of times or you go enough, it would pay for itself. You wouldn't have to get a fishing license if you were going to fish. If you were going to camp, I guess you wouldn't have to worry about that because you get into the park. Usually if you take a carload into any of our parks, I don't care if you're in New York, I don't care if you're listening in Arizona, Portland, Oregon, Los Angeles, I mean, there's parks, there's state parks all over the country, but it costs XYZ to take people in to see whatever it is you're going to see or do, hike, what camp, just do a day thing. So I guess you would save a lot of money.
Yeah, you still have to pay for your camping sites if you're going to stay overnight and stuff, but yeah, it's a good bargain.
Okay, I like that, so it's a good bargain. Something else that sometimes we talk about is, technology and where we're going with technology and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and I think some of it's absolutely amazing, and some of it's absolutely ridiculous. Do you think the idea of people going into space is ridiculous? Or are you thinking, we don't know our lifelines, but do you think in our lifetime we'll really actually get a chance to see that? Because, you know, you've got Virgin Galactica, which is actually working on their spacesuits. They've got spacesuits for crew members, and they say they're going to begin commercial space flights from New Mexico Spaceport in 2020. So how far, I mean, they're not going all the way into space. They're just going up above where you can see the Earth, right?
Yeah, low Earth orbit, just barely, like where you can see the curvature of the Earth, and it gets a little dark where, you know, the fighter pilots from the 50s and 60s would fly to the edge of the edge of the atmosphere, you know, and then come right back.
Would you be interested? I think it's got to be a crazy amount to get a ticket for that, but would you be interested in seeing that? I wonder how many people listening to this would be interested in seeing, like you said, where it gets dark and you can see the curve of it.
Well, everybody would for a certain price, but I don't think most people are going to want to pay the price that it's going to cost.
Yeah, the prices. I don't know what the price is. I think I've said it at one point, but it has to be insane. Hey, speaking of prices, there's a big historic estate in Bel Air that's for sale, the Conrad Hilton Estate. You know what they call it? Casa Encantada. It's on the market for, ready for this, Mr. Cates, only $225 million. But it's pretty cool looking. It was built in the 30s, and it was owned by an investor and a philanthropic couple, I guess. It's the most, why I'm bringing it up, it's the most expensive public real estate listing in U.S. history. Did everybody hear that? The most expensive public real estate listing in history. It was originally owned by Conrad Hilton, who, of course, founded the Hilton Hotels. And so for $225 million, you ready for this, Pauly, what you get? You get 40,000 square feet of the property, 18-foot ceiling, 60 rooms. What would you do with 60 rooms? I mean, I couldn't even fill them. An architectural pool house with a professional screening room and a formal bar, north-south lighted tennis court, separately constructed basketball court, a full guest house, multiple greenhouses, koi ponds. Wow. That's too much space. 40,000 square feet. Oh, we would be like Grey Gardens. We're already buried under, how many square feet do we have? 2,400? Something like that? What do we have, 2,400? Anybody out there have 40,000 square feet? That's a real mansion. It's not shocking because it was the Hiltons, but what do you do? I don't know. Wouldn't it be lonely rattling around in that?
Yeah, you'd have to just go stay at a hotel or something because it'd get so lonely.
I'd rather stay in a hotel because there would be people around you versus, I mean, how many people could possibly be in a house with that much square footage? It's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Are you a big fan of Leonardo da Vinci's?
Who isn't?
Yeah, who isn't? I just happened to see this thing about the Louvre is celebrating the 500th anniversary of Da Vinci's death with an exhibit. Wow, 500th anniversary of his death. And, you know, he didn't make money when he was alive. The whole Mona Lisa thing, all of that, the people who pay homage to that, he never saw that. I mean, he had people that liked his work, but not to the amount of what they were pay for his work now. And he has paintings that are, I think he has paintings that are actually really kind of mind-blowing. What do you think?
Well, didn't one of his paintings sell for like $500 million, something crazy? Or am I thinking it was Michelangelo? Or I think it was Da Vinci recently.
Yeah, and then there's another one. They have the thing called Salvador Mundi. And that sold to an anonymous buyer for $450 million in 2017. I think that's what you're talking about.
That's twice the most expensive house listing in the United States.
Good, you know your math. Yeah, that's a lot. Boy, that's a lot to pay for a painting. It just goes to show you that 1%, they have money. They do have money, and they spend it on whatever they feel like spending it on. If you can spend that kind of money on a painting and say, yeah, I like this painting. I mean, it's an investment. That's what they say. It's an investment. That's what it is, an investment. I don't know if I would step down from this gig or not. I've certainly in my lifetime worked in several different arenas, all related to journalism, you know, speaking, radio, etc. But, and I was a COO at one point, but how about the Nike CEO stepping down? He joined the head of Under Armour in changing roles. So it's a shuffle, right? So Mark Parker, they say, has been at the helm of Nike, for the last 13 years. He's going to be replaced by a board member. Parker's going to take on the new role of executive chairman and continue to head the company's board. I think it just means it's time to be innovative and put someone else in that spot, I guess. I don't know. Shuffling the deck, right?
Yep. Doing the Nike shuffle.
Plus, if you still have a seat at the table, who cares, really? I'm sure he still has all his stock. Again, are we talking about the 1% while the rest of us are raking leaves and enjoying our popsicles that we get from our grocery store? All right, thank you, Mr. Kate Delaney. Say goodbye to the audience.
Popsicles.
J.J. Wagner from Escondido, where we were in Horseshoe Bay, up next.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, I know you're all going to be jealous. You won't believe where I am right now. Horseshoe Bay. How many people have told me about Horseshoe Bay, like Sharon Miller, my pal who heads up small business for Bank of America? Even she's jealous, and she has a place here when she heard I was going to Escondida. I'm sitting here with J.J. Wagner. He has a fancy title. He is the Chief Operating Officer and General Manager of Escondido Golf and Lake Club. J.J., it is my honor to be here. This is an incredible place. The service has been impeccable so far, and I'm not surprised by that, and I've had just a great time, and today I get to play the course. So tell us a little bit about Escondido before we get into some stories.
Thank you, Kate. It's wonderful having all the Raiders and media people here today to experience what we're all about. It's really all about golf first, service, food and beverage, and just having a great time.
So you have experience in this world, a lot of experience. Did you, I'm just curious about this, is there a school for this? Or you just loved golf? Or you just got lucky because you're such a smart guy and you get customer service and you worked your way up to the C-suite, I'll call it, in the golf world? How did all this happen for you career-wise?
I was very lucky. My father was a scratch golfer, and I have two other brothers that were single-digit handicappers, and so we started playing golf at a very young age. My dad and mom joined a country club, so I kind of grew up in this industry. But in college, I wanted to be a general manager of a casino in Las Vegas. That was my dream. But I got into, I was in Midland, Texas when I graduated from college, and a small country club was my first job, and I stuck with it ever since.
I love that. We have that tie to Vegas because I went to Vegas for a syndicated sports show, and my brother said when he came out for Christmas, you know, we were sitting at one of the roulette tables. I wasn't a ridiculous gambler, but for fun, and every 5 seconds, a drunk Elvis Santa Claus walked by us. That was the end of my life in Vegas. My family decided, no, you need to move on to something else. Well, there certainly isn't that ambiance here at Escondido. And the course, and I've actually driven the course, it's really, I think, a little bit challenging and fun. How would you describe your course?
Well, Tom Fazio was our architect, and we tried to find the best architect in today's world, and we got him. He loves his golf course, and it's very friendly. You know, what Tom Fazio does, it makes it look beautiful, but also if you hit it a little bit right, it kind of comes back into the fairway, but it gets you on the greens and the bunkers, so you got to play it. You have a good short game here, but the greens will be probably 13-5 today, like Augusta National.
Oh, I love it. I think that golf clubs have come back, that younger people are playing golf, and the PGA world and the LPGA world and amateurs, etc., they're trying to make it catch up with the times, so to speak, because in all sports, and as somebody who's on CBS and NBC, and I see it, you have to tweak things. Do you feel like the game, because you've been in the game your whole life,
yeah,
at all kinds of levels, do you think that that's happening? There's some real giddy up going on?
You know, when I was a pretty good junior golfer, and I was watching older people play golf, and I'm saying, it's not even fun. What did they even like playing this game? I just didn't realize. But what the PGA and the golf today, they're making it more fun. You know, like the 15-inch golf holes and getting more kids involved and having couples events and wine and dine. And they're just making it fun. I think that's really great for the game.
I do, too. I would be remiss not to go back to Escondido, and that's where I am right now. And it's, you're nestled in, you know, Horseshoe Bay, which is an incredible area. And you've traveled around. You've been at Riviera and some other country clubs that are Bel Air, other country clubs that are well-known to people. What was it like for you coming back here, and how would you describe the experience here to people that are listening to us all over the place, in Arizona, in California, I'm on in Los Angeles, in Portland, Tampa, etc.? How would you describe it?
Well, I first ran clubs in Midland and Odessa and then San Antonio, and a 20-year run in California, 15 years at Bel Air, and then a Santa Ana Country Club in Newport Beach. And coming back, you know, I'm missing the weather of California, but I married a Midland girl, and where I think the best people, nicest people in the world are from Midland and also the state of Texas. And so coming here, we're back home. My friends never left. When I left here 20 years, they're still my friends today, and I've met so many more new friends. Just Texas is the greatest state in the union.
Yeah, I agree, and there's a lot of Texans listening to us, so, and they know, I'm like you, I've lived all over the place, grew up back east, etc., and I'm married a Texan, so there you go, we have that in common as well.
Yes,
wow, that's crazy.
Right.
Let's talk about Arnold Palmer. I told you my story off the air about meeting Arnold Palmer. I was just a kid, went up to him kind of sheepishly, thought I could get a comment or two from him, and he said, well, let's have lunch, and I thought all the senior writers, we were going to faint on the ground. That one, I had the audacity to just go up to him, but he was just such a great guy. And he took a picture with me, which I didn't ask, and he just, it was one of the greatest experiences of my life, and especially knowing who Arnold Palmer was. And you tell me you have a story about Arnold Palmer.
So at Bel Air, Arnold Palmer was a member. And he, for 15 years, he only came there once when I was there. But when he arrived, it was a special occasion. And even though we had a golf cart, I was like his caddy from the grill room to the putting green to the first tee. So there's a picture of me at Bel Air. I'm holding a couple of clubs, standing behind him and kind of just being his assistant. But everyone went up to him. He's so engaging, says hello, signs autograph. He was really the king.
He really was the king. That's why he had the army, right? Because everybody loved him. There's no question about it. Well, and spending that time in Bel Air, obviously, you had lots of brushes with fame. I would also be remiss not to ask you about that, because you know how people are celebrity crazed, and we gave them one because Arnold Palmer is certainly one. People know that I've met a lot of famous people. Tell us one of your stories when all of a sudden you become the main guy at Bel Air, and you, there's some pretty interesting people that have memberships there.
Well, the first day on the job, I did meet Bob Newhart, and he's sitting at a table, and he had a sweater vest on. He stood up to say hello. He's the exact same person on TV as he was in real life, and I still love him today. But also during my first week or two, I was asked to come down to the grill room to meet a prospective member, and it was Tom Cruise. And he is really about this tall, by the way. And he actually was a wonderful member. He is a wonderful member. And one time he came there to play golf with Kate's family, who's from Michigan, and they're all golfers. I played in the group ahead of him, behind him, to kind of be a little buffer with the membership. And he was actually a little slow. And so I had to kind of tell him after the third hole, Mr. Cruz, you got to kind of speed it up a little bit. And I'm not sure what happened. The next few, we never even saw him. But on number nine, green going to number 10 tee, I walked by him. And he said, JJ, how's the pace of play? He threw me his hand. I said, it's great. We had a little high five. He kept on going. So,
you got to love that.
Yeah.
I mean, so the Top Gun, he put on the jets, obviously, doing that there. How funny. And you being the buffer, because, of course, when someone's well-known, sometimes people don't understand. They have to have 5 seconds to chill with their family. And Mandela was known for that, too. And Escondido is actually known for that, because you have a couple of famous members, and they can come out, play, no one's bothering them. But
that's,
I think,
right.
That's also
right.
Texans aren't going to bother people when they're playing. All right, we talked about this too, holes in one. Of course, I come from a family of golfers, and I'm the only one who hasn't gotten a hole-in-one, so I constantly am being ribbed about it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to just take me to a miniature course. Maybe they'll count it or whatever. But you told me your story. You've got to tell the listeners about that.
So people ask me, JJ, have you have a hole-in-one? I say, yes. And I have a picture of my office, and it's got the scorecard. There's an asterisk next to the number one. Well, JJ, what's that mean? Well, now I get to tell a story. So, well, it was a 187-yard par 3, of course, going a little downhill, but it was over a ravine. This was at Mountain Gate Country Club across 405 in Los Angeles. And my first swing actually went underneath the ball, and so that ball actually went into the ravine. So I did what a hole-in-one actually does, but just the second shot, I teed it up, hit a little 5-yard draw, hit the green, bounced a couple times, and disappeared in the cup. So, yes, it was officially a 3, but for me, I call it a 1 with an asterisk, and I get more stories and laughs out of that than any other hole-in-one.
No kidding, because that's the quest, of course, and it's always everybody's fishing for the good scores and, everything else and whatnot. Do you have a favorite hole here at Escondido?
I would say my favorite hole is number 11. I like par 5s. It's the first hits over a beautiful pond. It's kind of like a double dog leg. You can play aggressively, you can play safe, but then again, once you get on the green, it's about 60 yards wide. You think you can get on the green, you're fine. You might 3 or 4 putt. So it's a great hole, though, to birdie or par.
I love it. All right, last question. So your dad was a scratch golfer. What are you?
I arrived here as an 8, now I'm an 11, so I've been going up. But your first year on the job, you're working a lot. The second year on the job, I'm going to play more golf, Kate.
All right, J.J. Wagner, you got to check this place out. You got to get a place here. This should be on your bucket list. Everybody listening to me, Escondido is fabulous. Thank you.
Kate, thank you, and hopefully have a great day today.
Awesome, and thanks to everybody for listening to the show. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff.
Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.